Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by Avalanche expert Brett Kobernick from the Utah Avalanche Center. Brett, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us.
Hey, I appreciate that. We'll see if we can get folks up to speed with what's going on as far as Avalanche concerns in the mountains right now.
So we were talking a little bit off air, but that persistent weak layer, we talk about it week after week, and it really lives up to the name. It's persistent.
Yeah, exactly. So for folks that don't follow that forecast every day, basically the situation is that we had weak snow form within the snowpack earlier this season, and it's continued to produce avalanches that break down into those deeper weak layers throughout the state, not just on the Manti skyline. And it has been the cause of 4 fatalities and numerous close calls. Now, what's happening right now is we're starting to see the danger trend decreasing. It's becoming less likely to trigger something as the snowpack stabilizes and settles. But the chance still remains that you can trigger something that breaks into those older weak layers. And so, like I was telling you, I don't really like this. I don't like the situation because the chances are getting less. You know, it's getting more unlikely to trigger something, but the consequences still remain the same. If you trigger something, it's going to break a couple feet deep, and that's an unmanageable avalanche situation.
Yeah, that's definitely ideal. That's like tiptoeing on glass, walking through a field of landmines. It's a really kind of dangerous situation you find yourself in some of these areas. And another thing that I think could impact it is we've been going through a pretty big warming pattern across the Castle Country area and along the skyline. How will this impact avalanche danger heading into the weekend?
Yeah, that's a great question. This particular warm up, I don't think it's going to cause much in the line of a spike in avalanche danger. Sometimes we can see these warm, drastically warm periods cause the avalanche danger to rise. But we've already gone through a significant warming earlier in February, and so this warming, I'm not expecting much. As a matter of fact, what this warming is doing is helping settle this snowpack right now. So what we're looking at here is generally a moderate avalanche danger coming up through the weekend. It's all about the about these buried persistent weak layers. The warming is not going to do a whole lot. My suggestion to people is, as always with any warm up, is if you find yourself in areas where there's loose, unconsolidated, slushy, sloppy snow. If you're in really wet snow, it's a good thing to avoid steep slopes. Just get off of steep slopes and avoid being below them if you find those type of conditions that you're traveling around in. But really the danger is these buried persistent weak layers. And again, it's becoming unlikely to trigger something, but if you do, it's not going to be a good situation.
Let's talk about this wet snow for a second. You touched on it a minute ago, but what's the difference between wet snow and regular snow, and kind of how would that affect avalanche conditions in terms of a drier avalanche and a wet avalanche?
Yeah, that's a good question. This season, it all revolves around these buried persistent weak layers. In many areas during the warm up, when snow goes from cold to warm for the first time in the season, that is when it can become unstable, and that's when we see some of the most serious avalanches occur. So it's when these dry, loose, sugary crystals become damp for the first time. They also can become unstable, and we'll see typically avalanche cycles then. So we've already gone through that stage in a lot of areas earlier in February. The snow's gotten really damp, mushy, and basically just falls apart. Now it's refrozen again, and a lot of these layers are just not going to become active with this during this warm up. Does that make sense? Am I making sense there, Aiden?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I really appreciate that explanation on the difference between those two, because you know it's something you see it talked about in the avalanche forecast. It's going to be wetter conditions. You can see wet snow and wet avalanche activity. So I think that sums it up very well. And then, as always, let's talk about safety tips for a second. People still want to go out and explore the backcountry this weekend. What should they do to prepare for it?
Yeah, great. As always, if you're traveling into the backcountry, you want to carry the proper rescue gear, and that includes avalanche transceiver, or also known as avalanche beacon, and a shovel, and an avalanche probe. And those three things are the crucial things to have. It's going to be the only way that a partner can save you if you're, or find you and dig you out if you're completely buried in an avalanche. Now, avalanche airbags are also an optional piece of equipment, and they do work. This is an airbag that you wear on your back, and if you're caught in an avalanche, you pull a ripcord, as it may be, that's attached to the shoulder of the avalanche or the backpack, and this deploys a big airbag and helps you float on top of the snow if you're caught in an avalanche. Now, these things do work. They don't work all the time. None of this safety equipment is going to work all the time, but it does work. There was a very close call up on the skyline. It would be a week ago from Sunday now, where a snowmobiler was caught and carried and fully buried by an avalanche, but his airbag did keep him up in the surface of the debris enough so that there was just a teeny bit of that airbag sticking out, and his partners were able to immediately locate that and dig him out. So they're a very viable tool. But back to just in general, it's very important. If you're traveling in avalanche terrain, you have to carry that avalanche safety gear.
Now, Brett, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yeah. Let's just summarize it this way. We've got kind of a decreasing avalanche danger this week, but it does look like we have a change in the weather pattern, and we could start seeing snowstorms again starting around the 4th of March or so. And these persistent weak layers are still in the snowpack. They're still a concern. So I'm not going to be surprised to see those things become more active and to see the danger spike again. So just be prepared for that. And as always, check that daily avalanche forecast for the more detailed information. UtahAvalancheCenter.org is where to find that, and look for the skyline there.
Well, Brett, thank you again, as always, for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Brett Kopernik with the Utah Avalanche Center. We were talking about this weekend's avalanche forecast for the Manti skyline. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.